With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. OPEC and its ally Russia make a move that could cost us more at the gas pump and elsewhere. Looks like the cartel will be pumping less oil in the new year.
The OPEC Plus oil ministers came out of an online meeting with more than 2 million barrels per day in voluntary cuts through the first 3 months of next year. They also declared that Brazil will join the bloc in January. The move brings one of the world's fastest-growing oil producers into an alliance that's trying to rein in global supply.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Huge clouds of thick black smoke rise over Gaza as Israeli warplanes strike Hamas targets across the territory. The week-long ceasefire is over. Israel says Hamas started firing rockets into Israel again, even before the truce expired. The UN human rights chief calling the resumption of hostilities catastrophic. Also at SRNNews.com, George Santos could soon be a former congressman from New York.
Santos says he is a victim of a smear campaign. The first-term congressman faces a 23-count federal indictment alleging he stole the identities of campaign donors and used their credit cards to make tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Santos says he is accused, not convicted.
The people of the 3rd District of New York sent me here. If they want me out, they're going to have to go silence those people and take the hard vote.
The House Ethics Committee says there's overwhelming evidence of law-breaking by Santos. Members of the Republican delegation from New York, like Mike Lawler, are leading the arguments for expelling Santos.
He can defend himself in a court of law, but for the purposes of this body, he's got to go.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ruling it unconstitutional, a judge has blocked Montana's first-in-the-nation ban on TikTok. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 4 points, NASDAQ futures off 41. This is SRN News. By age 13, a child has spent 5 times more hours in school than in church, if the child even goes to church. To counter this disparity, a pastor's summit was convened in Richmond, Virginia, Thursday, learning how churches can shape the public schools and rescue the next generation.
Pastors recommended providing meeting rooms and resources for parents' groups and uniting ministers to persuade school boards on policy. Dallas pastor Tony Evans said each church should adopt a school.
So if every school got adopted by one church and provided mentoring and tutoring and family support services to the at-risk students in that school, we would be doing a good work.
He said the results will be transformative. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Other speakers included Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, Liberty University President Don D. Costin. This is SRN News. A salmonella outbreak linked to pre-cut cantaloupe is expanding and has claimed a couple of lives.
The CDC says do not eat pre-cut cantaloupe if the source is unknown. The number of illnesses and recalls tied to a deadly salmonella outbreak continues to grow. At least 117 people in 34 states are sick after eating contaminated cantaloupe in the United States. 61 were hospitalized and 2 have died. Another 63 illnesses, 17 hospitalizations, and 1 death tied to the outbreak have been reported in Canada. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration will dole out $220 million in grants to modernize the country's ferry systems. The Federal Transit Administration chief says the money will focus on expanding ferry service in rural communities, helping them to acquire modern ferries and upgrade shore infrastructure. More details at SRNNews.com.